The third Ara is on the Rambam, which I'm assuming no one ever heard of. B'shloishik sarim nechtechu yisrael. Kesa teira v'kesa kohuna v'kesa malchus. So then the Rambam says, kesa kohuna zocha b'yaharen. Kesa malchus zocha b'yidovet. Kesa teira munuch muchum chol yisrael. Shenema, and he brings the pasuk to support that. And then he turns around and says, Shema Toima, Sha'oysan Aksorim Gidoyle Mikesa Toira. So he brings it positive to be Makrish that the Kesa Toira is Godel from the other Ksorim. So this Shema Toima sounds like that something the Rambam said already over here would make you arrive at that conclusion that Kesa Oysan Aksorim is Gidoyle Mikesa Toira. What did the Rambam say over here that would lead you to such a conclusion? Let's say he would say, "Any yedei eizah kesa gadol," that would pass very much. You still have the three ksarim, and now you want to teach me the next point, "Eizah mem gadol." But the Rambam sounds like, "No, shema tayma." What did he say over here that would make you arrive at the conclusion that oysan aksarim gadol mikesa teira? Then the maskan is go fakir. Bim lochim im loichu kesa teira gadol mikesa kun mikesa loichu. What's up there?
Accessible to everyone,
but the pshat is it's only yechidim that is zaychabah. Don't think everyone is wearing it. Just because you put the emblem on your tab, that doesn't mean you're not to push it. There's certainly more kahanim than people that are muchte bekisr shalteir. That's a push it. So the answer is about what he's saying, but with a little kneichandish. The pshat is like this, that the Rambam is saying that the Keser Malchus and the Keser Kohuna, you're Meirish Lebanecha. Aaron was Meirish Lebanov, and David was Meirish Lebanov. The Keser Teiri, you're not Meirish Lebanov. So Sogadat Ramin, it's not so identified with you. You don't have a Koyach and a Bailas in it that you can be Meirish Lebanecha. This that call me Sherot Yavavi Yitel and Tzmuch Mizum Lecho Yisrael, so that means you can't be Meirish it. So Enoch Ramidev was talk to Staka Givaldi, but you see that it's not a satsimba. It's not like if it had been a satsimba, it would be like Kimamayin, Kishana Chasa, they can be Meirish. So Avdem Zog Ram, no. So there are Pasik Vislantons that Kesa Teira Godlam, Kesa Kuna, Kesa Malas. Val Shtay Di Melachim Im Loich, Vay Di Teira, the other Melachim Am Melach. So Shmamino is better, but what happened to that point? Sigivena Svara, that was Meila the Shemitoima, that Oysak saw him Godel because he's not Meirishit. Like, what happened to that Svara? Where was that Svara lost? That Svara was lost in the Vort of the Gemara of Teira Delei. The reason why you can't be Meirishit Lebanecha is because it's more Nisatsim with you than the Malchus and the Gona. It's that your son has to get his own Teira Delei. He can't be living over your Teira. He has that, yeah, it's so nisatzim and so miyuchad for the devils of the galant, with his asoga and his avona, and the way the Torah is beliboy, that they can't even be meirishit. It's the other way around. Bim alachim yim loichu, and maybe it's even more miyuchad for him than it is than the kesekun and kesemalchus. So that's the Ramaz Havim, the Maskonomi, Hakotz alakotz, on the same issue. The vort was that there's no Yerusha. Is that a reason to think it's less, or that's a reason to think it's more? That's the Havimin Maskono of this Rambam.